I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A teachers' union in Iran has called for a strike, the latest sector affected by nationwide protests. At least 27 children have died since the protests began in September, according to human rights groups. Mike Ansari with Heart for Iran says this is different from past uprisings.
In the past, people were asking for reformation. But this time, this new uprising, people are no longer asking for reformation. They're asking for the for Islam to be completely out of the picture of the government. And they're very vocal about it. You're seeing women at the helm. They are the ones who are basically moving this recent uprising forward.
Iranian young people feel they have nothing to lose and nothing to look forward to under Iran's current government. As they search for hope, pray young people across Iran would find it in Jesus. Finally, more language communities have access to God's Word today than ever before. Way back in 1999, Wycliffe USA and its partners took a bold stand.
Vision 2025, which is the desire to see Bible translation begun in every community where it's needed by the year 2025.
Wycliffe USA's Andy Keener says,
a few years ago, there were some parts of the world we looked at and said, well, I just don't think it's going to happen there. The ones that are left, they're the hardest to get to. These are some difficult places, but we're seeing momentum.
It's not always easy to get exact figures, but roughly 22% of all the world's languages still need to start a Bible translation. At the same time, God is raising a new generation of workers. Church leaders in the Global South are becoming Bible translators. Find your place in this story at missionnews.org. Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.